Professor Lori Levinson from Loyola Law School provides insight into what the FBI seizure of the LAUSD documents means for the case going forward.
Why is the FBI getting involved?
Usually they get involved when somebody has come to them and presented at least some evidence, and there's no threshold of what they have to present, of possible criminal behavior. And in this case, there's actually a wide range of possibilities.
How certain do you think the FBI would be before launching an investigation, given the FBI's scant resources?
Well, you know, the FBI does have limited resources. They have to prioritize cases. So there's no legal standard that requires them to have proof by a preponderance or beyond a reasonable doubt before they start their investigation. But they obviously thought this was a priority. And it may be that it involves such a high amount of money, a $1.3 billion project, that'll get their attention. It may be that they think that public confidence has really been undermined by what happened here. But I would say that the FBI doesn't usually go out on a lark.
What targets might be involved in this case?
One doesn't know quite yet. I mean, the fact that D.C. Resigned doesn't mean that he's now immune from any criminal investigation. So he very well could be a main target, but it could also be people who were at the iPad companies or people who are facilitating those negotiations.
And how do you think this furthers the case either against or for Daisy?
Well, it's not a good day for John Daisy, and I can't imagine he would believe it is, because now he knows that the federal authorities and, in particular, the FBI are looking at the case. You know, it was one thing to have the LAUSD and be facing possible firing or civil consequences, but when you have the FBI, there's a real potential of criminal charges either against him or putting pressure on him to testify against others. Either way, not a good day.
How long will it be before we know what it is that the FBI finds?
We probably won't know for quite a long time. By that, I mean it could take months, even a year. These type of investigations are very intensive. They have to go through these 20 boxes, look at those documents. Those are usually complemented by witness interviews. So it would not surprise me if we're talking about at least a matter of months, if not up to a year.
That was Professor Lori Levinson from Loyola Law School.